Hey, bonjour, hola. Another episode is here for your listeners and podcasters across the globe and the multiverse. So, last episode, I mentioned the word break a couple of times. And now I want to address how one can deal with a situation that is so tight and complex or perhaps unpleasant by using a useful metaphor. And that metaphor is the metaphor of a motorcycle. It so happens, as they say, there's no coincidences in life. Everything's connected. A couple of days ago, I actually got my hands on this book called Che Guevara, The Motorcycle Diaries, A Journey Around South America. And then I was thinking about the word break, and I thought of another word, break, of course, same pronunciation but different spellings. Well, so they're called homophones. Yeah, so whenever you're feeling like you need to take a break from all the chaos, from all the entropy and mayhem in the world around you, outside, or even within your own mental space, I thought if you can, you know, imagine riding a motorcycle, king of the road or queen of the road, you own the trail. You feel like you're on top of the world. It is a very spiritually moving experience when you're owning this motorcycle and this beautiful scenic trail. You realize the vastness of the world, of especially the vastness, the unfathomable skies, and the fact that you're able to tour kilometers and kilometers in this complex toy, which is the motorcycle. You look at the bigger picture instead of cribbing about run-of-the-mill microaggressions. Yes, you acknowledge that this exists, but you can always choose to break free from your previous self. Get into this new version of you as you're riding this motorcycle. You've sensed that taste of freedom, not just a free space that you're riding in, but there's a lot of freedom in your own mind, in your mental space. So you realize that sometimes in life, in certain spaces, you just need to remember you own that space. Nobody can break into your space, into your magnetic boundary. You don't need to give them permission to break into, to trespass into your microcosmos. You just gotta show them that you need to maintain some distance from me. I have these boundaries, and if you freaking trespass into these, you'll have to pay a penalty. And that will be something that they cannot handle for a while. So they will get chained, but you are free. Because now you know that you're free, you have the choice to be free. To break free is only going to get into their system, and now you'll realize the actual problem was never with you. It was never about you. It was about them, because they feel they're chained in their freaking lives. They don't know what everything is about. They don't know what they're about. They don't know what their life is about. They don't know what the world is about. Shallow lives. So we can break free by this cognizance that is within us. So whenever you feel overwhelmed, and whenever you feel like taking a mindful break from, you know, what I was talking about, and just hold the brakes of the motorcycle and stop. Pause. Think. Contemplate. Reflect. Retrospect. Introspect. Now you get a lot of space. You have accumulated more space, more freedom in your mind. You feel expansive, and then you can go back to that social space as a new person who's so free that they'll freak out with this new you. And now they put you on a pedestal, but you no longer bother. You don't need a mindful break. You can be you. You can take a break if you want. You can break free if you want. You can do whatever you want. You just keep riding your motorcycle. No worries. No rules. You're free. All these people, they're just like the dust on the muck on the roads, but you on the trail. That's what it's all about. Break free. Just put that break. Break, stop, pause, break free. Free, free, free. That's all about. That's it. That's what it's all about. And when you're authentic, you tend to make errors, but you're being authentic. Not like those controlled, humanoid, sadistic robots anyway. When you break free, you're free. You know you're free when the old baggage is now just dust, just gone from your system, waiting to be converted into something beautiful, maybe stardust. Keep breaking free. Breaking boundaries. I'll see you on the other side. Signing off. Bye-bye.